Welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Judith Miriam Boneski, a contemplative nun of the Monastery of Our Lady of the Rosary in Summit, New Jersey. The title of her preaching is Freedom to Preach.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if there is anyone who shares in your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off and protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, on that day, it will be more tolerable for Sodom than for that town." This gospel passage should be dear to every Christian, and particularly dear to every follower of St. Dominic and St. Francis of Assisi, whose feast we celebrate today. El Poverello took very literally Jesus' instruction to carry no purse, no bag, nor sandals in his embrace of a radical poverty. There are worse things we carry around than purses, bags, and sandals. Most of us, okay, let's be honest, all of us, carry around a set of emotional designer baggage. And there is also the heavy weight of our opinions, prejudices, and preconceptions, even our education, expertise, and experience, which all have the potential to bog us down and ensnare us if we let ourselves be defined by them and not by God. What the Lord is revealing to us in his to-do list to the apostles and in Francis of Assisi is to place ourselves fully and unreservedly at the service of a gospel. And the prime prerequisite for that is freedom from anything that prevents us from proclaiming, "The kingdom of God has come near to you."
Thank you.